to connect directly to the divine, what it means for each and every one of us to get through, get rid of some of the baggage, some of the obstacles that hold us back, and connect with that absolutely magnificent part of who we are. And that's pretty much all of us. And each week, I bring to you some of the best people in the field of what they do, whether it's psychics, whether it's energy workers, whether it's about health, nutrition, motivation, well-being. It doesn't matter. It's all about providing information and education on how each and every one of us can take that next step in our lives. As a matter of fact, my guest today is joining me because she is a person that has said yes to her calling to step out into the world and help people live their best lives. I'm talking about Jennifer Farmer, who's joining me today as she assists people with personal spiritual development, healing relationships, revolving issues around grief and death. And for over 10 years experience, she has been working with people all walks of life, both personally and professionally. Now, as a psychic medium, she integrates much of what she has learned, her techniques, her readings, her feeling your body, her emotions. How do I know this? Well, I've experienced this firsthand with her. And so you all are going to get to connect with her and to connect with things that are important to you. Her website, which is fabulous, let me give it out to you now, is www.butterflyspiritconnections.com. That's butterflyspiritconnections.com. And when you go there, you'll be able to find out more about her. But she asked this question. The question is, are you ready to take action and make changes to improve your life? That's what we're going to help you with today. This is an open call-in show, and I want to welcome you, Jennifer, to the show today. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm telling you, it's good to actually finally be connecting after connecting in person. I think we were at a John Holland event.
Yes, we were. That was an amazing event for me as well. I enjoyed meeting everybody in Seattle, and I love Seattle for your listeners in Seattle. I do have a special kinship there. My sister lives there, so I enjoy all the people in Seattle.
Well, tonight you get to talk to people not only in Seattle, but we have people that connect into BBS Radio from all over the world. As a matter of fact, I was just in looking at BBS Radio because I have a media kit for the Dr. Pat Show, and so I like to include different aspects of the stations that we are on. We're on about 7 different stations right now, and I am blown away by the number of people that are now coming and listening to bbsradio.com. I thought the April statistics were phenomenal. In May, they've had over 6.9 million hits for the month.
That is
incredible. Mm-hmm. Isn't that incredible?
And you know what I love about it? It really just goes into what I've sensed and been feeling for the last year is that people are tuning in and looking more and more beyond the material success, beyond success and accomplishment for what's inside them. And I found that BBS Radio, when I'm looking through there, there's so much available for everyone. It's as if everybody could find what is important to them and what speaks to their heart. And that's what I loved about looking at that website.
And are you blown away by the number of countries that they are? Isn't it amazing?
Well, I'm still amazed. I'm just still astonished at how incredible the Internet is and the amount of people that it can bring together.
Well, and that's what we're doing tonight. Our goal tonight is to bring people together. Jennifer is joining us tonight so that we can find out, of course, a little bit about her, but that we can find out a little bit about you. And so we are thrilled to have her with us here tonight. And as you know, opening up the phone lines on BBS Radio is something that we love to do. The number is toll-free if you want to connect with her personally. We're going to be doing readings tonight, 877-876-5227. I bet most of you have this in your speed dial, 877-876-5227. And while we're waiting for folks to call in and grab some of these calls. There are questions, I think, Jennifer, that people ask about what you do. And I wanted to come out of the gate by saying to you, you've had a lifetime to define your work and your gift. How do you get to do that now on radio? How do you get to communicate your uniqueness and specialty to the thousands of people that are listening? What is it about you that really turns you on, Jennifer?
Well, thank you for asking that question. One, I feel honored that I actually figured what my purpose is and what my purpose is about. And that's been part of my journey. I guess what has been most exciting is, and exciting in every way, not just happy, but also scary and walking through fear. And as you had mentioned on your website, you know, the crust and getting through all of that was really taking steps and having faith in myself. And this year, I had the opportunity to leave the corporate world, which I was very successful at. And I've known it for about 6 months, and it took the universe and spirit to work with me to get to that place where I was willing to do this, and just put myself out there. I think you call it full out. I love it.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
I was telling my assistant, it's time for me to put my money where my mouth is and really just go out, meet the public. I also travel a lot in shows to get to know people and connect. And really, my journey has been about following my own truth. And that's really been the gift for me, is I have, at this year and this stage of my life, am willing to do it and really willing to take risk and see what happens.
Well, it didn't take us long for our listeners to want to come in and connect with you, and I think we can certainly talk about all that you do, but I want to get people connected with you, Jennifer, so that you can show them what your skill is. Who's joining us tonight?
This is Nancy.
This is Nancy?
Yes.
Hey, Nancy, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I want to introduce you to Jennifer.
I'm hearing a lot of background noise, Pat. I'm sorry.
I am, too. I don't know if it's the connection, but we're getting a little echo here.
Yeah, my phone's always messed up.
So, Nancy, are you calling to talk to Dr. Pat or for me?
I can't hear you very well. I called for Jennifer Farmer.
Yeah, you're calling for Jennifer for a reading.
Yes.
Nancy, are you in Texas?
Yes.
And I know you personally, correct?
You sent me an email.
I did, thank you. And that's interesting. I had to send that email a couple of times to my clients and invite them. So what's going on with you today? Who would you like to connect with?
My mother.
And your mother. Give me just a moment. And as I'm working with your energy and working in there, she's giving me the number 3. Has it been 3 years since she's crossed?
Close.
It's been close to 3 years? Because she had shown me the number 3. Would she have crossed in March?
No, February.
February. Okay, so what she's telling me is, as I'm working with her, give me just a moment. Would you know an Ida, or is there an Ida linked into her?
Not that I
the
know.
Name Ida? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you.
I don't think so.
All right, so give me just a moment. And your mother and her first name, please?
Dorothy.
Dorothy, is that right?
Yes.
Give me just a moment. And she had several children, correct?
Yes.
She's talking to me about I feel as if she's lining up all of her children, and she's just glad that you're here and that she was, she's glad that you've been talking to her. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And she's talking to me about jewelry. Have you recently purchased some jewelry or found some jewelry of hers?
Yeah, I've got her jewelry.
And she's saying that she's really proud of you, that you have a lot of sunshine around you right now. I've just got to ask you, I know we're in Texas and it's hot, but sunshine, would that mean anything specific for you?
Maybe that my sister's coming to visit.
And is she from the Sunshine State, or would she have a nickname, Sunshine?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. That she's very awesome, and what I like about her as I'm working with her is she, her personality is in such a way that she wants to make herself known, but she's not overbearing. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And that she loves your hair. Did you just do something with your hair? Because she's making me aware of your hair.
I cut it.
Yeah, she's talking to me about that. What she's also, I feel as if this was a way and a show of affection for you, Nancy, that this would be something that she would to do to console you and also to help you through your hard times in your life and remember that she's putting your hand and caressing your hair. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And she said that she knows you're going through a lot of hard times right now, and it feels as if you can't get out of, it's sort of like there's clutter all in the closet, right? And she's talking to me about there's so much in the closet that you've got to get out. So it must be a time where you're really facing a lot of stuff that you've had boxed up in your mind and in your soul. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And she's really just saying you can come out and face those fears. She's with you. Your father is here or on the other side, please?
What?
Is your father on this side or the other?
The other side.
Because I feel as if she's with him as well. And that he is there also supporting you. Was he a man that liked to dress up?
No, he always wore cowboy stuff.
It's funny because he shows me a jacket, like a dress jacket, but not like a, not like you're going out to a fancy dinner, but somebody who would have liked to gone out to eat and wear a nice pair of cowboy boots. But he didn't show me the cowboy boots. So why, did he like to wear white shirts?
Not very much.
I'm going to work with this gentleman for just a minute because I feel as if it's your father, and give me just a moment. Oh, I understand. Are you going through the process of getting a job interview or something? Because he's talking about dressing up. Would that make sense to you?
Well, me and my sister are going to shop for clothes.
Oh, thank you. I understand. He's like showing me the nice clothes. So he's with you, he's heard you, and he's going to be along with you. He says he could never keep up with you all. So that for you guys to have a good time, and he'll be right behind you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, Jennifer Farmer is joining me today. I want everyone to connect with Jennifer, first of all. We're thrilled to have her on the show. It was great to be part of her journey, great to see her come out and step out in life. And now when you go to her website and you look at the calendar of events, you will see that she is so getting out there. It's fabulous. Fabulous to know that. The website is www.butterflyspiritconnections.com. ButterflySpiritConnections.com. You know, Jennifer, while we're waiting for more folks to call in, I wanted to ask you about what you just did, what we've just experienced here, and how you came to get to the place where you could talk to people on the other side, where you could communicate. Is this something that you learned early on, or is this something that was new to you, and you said yes to it later in your life?
I love this question. It's an incredible journey. I am one of those. I am a person that became aware of it a little over a year and a half ago, and I had a mediumship reading. Do we need to get that line?
Yeah, we'll get it, and we'll continue the conversation.
Yes, please.
Okay, who do we have on the line?
Hello. This is Brian from Indiana.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You're going to have a great time with Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Brian. I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have somebody you'd like to connect with on the other side?
Well, I was wondering, can you tap into the spiritual hierarchy?
I'll certainly do my best.
I wanted to know any messages that they can give me from either a spirit guide or the angelic realm.
I'm hearing a lot about your sister right now. Would that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you have a sister?
Yes.
And has she been on your mind a lot?
Not. Maybe in a dream.
Because they're telling me to confirm about your sister, and they're talking to me about that they're hearing that from you, and that was the first thing when you came on was about your sister. So I just wanted to touch base with you. Is she on this side or the other side?
She's on this side.
And at this point, do you guys have a relationship that has been a little strained?
Yeah. I guess we're kind of distant.
And I'm picking that up because there seems to be a connection with her and within yourself that they're talking to me about forgiveness, and I'm not sure on whose side that is, but forgiveness is really an antidote for things, and I understand that she is living a different lifestyle than you, just not physically apart. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that it's caused a lot of distress on the family as well. Is that right?
I guess so.
Yeah. So just want to reach into that. Give me just a moment, and I'll see what else I can get you as well. They made my spirit and what I'm hearing was about your sister. So one, to confirm the dream for you that you are dreaming about here. There's a message in that dream for you. Two is forgiveness, and three, that it just confirms what your intuitions have been about that, but you can reach beyond that and make that connection with her if you need to do that. She may be needing you more than you need her right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, in a way it does, yes.
And so it'd be important for you to reach out because sometimes we get calls for help, but
yes.
We don't always understand the message, but it became very clear as soon as you came on. All right?
Okay.
So let's talk about something else that's been on your mind. Give me a clue.
That's my spiritual growth. Where am I in my spiritual growth?
Has it been true that you've been really trying to make a connection for 2 years? I'm picking up the number two.
Yes, very strongly. I've been wanting to connect with the angelic realm and spirit guides.
And you do work with Michael, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And Michael has been the forefront and the leader for you. Is that where you're getting your direction now?
Yes.
And I want to just confirm that for you because Michael is on the forefront with you. It is about that life process for you to be a leader in your clan. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
That would not be a term that I would use. He says leader in your clan.
It's a teacher role that I'm wanting to go into.
Oh, well, I want you to really pursue that. There's something about history that they're talking to me about. Is that a particular subject that you enjoy or don't enjoy? Sometimes I get it.
Oh, very much. It's going into the time of Lemuria and Atlantis. I'm bringing back these old memories through my dreams. I'm drawing the energy to make it into my reality, integrating it.
Are you seeing a lot of purple right now in your day-to-day life, in your peripheral vision?
Flashes of purple and blue, mostly blue.
That's just confirmation that you're... I mean, people, Brian, wish that they could get that physical evidence. I mean, a lot of us start on our spiritual journey and we think, oh, do they hear us? Oh, do they pay attention? Oh, am I, you know, walking out on a plank and going to jump off and nobody's here? But
I know they're around.
That.
I can mm-hmm. hear. I feel energy. I can't see it, but I'm learning to.
that purple vision, and I'm not real, and I'm sure on Dr. Pat's website or some other people that she's had on the show that are really in tune with this, there's a lot of the color purple around you, and that's a really significant for your crown chakra, which is making that significant connection with spirit. What I can tell you is that I'm hearing the word secrets. So if you need to write some of those secrets down and really get them out on open to make sure that they aren't keeping you blocked from additional energy and strength, would that make sense to you?
In a way, yes. It's allowing my freedom to, my expression of who I am to come forth into the world.
It's really important that you do that. Writing is significant for you.
Okay.
And do you write now?
No, but that's what I've been being told I should do.
And what I would encourage you to do, because everybody talks to me about writing, write. Well, yeah. I get to writing, I'm done in a paragraph. But I can tell you it makes a difference for my expression to get out. And it's as if that I know that Dr. Pat has a phrase that says, what's that one, Dr. Pat, about what would you do if you knew you wouldn't fail?
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
Couldn't fail. Thank you. You might want to put that on the top of your paper, all right?
Okay.
Like on a, and then just write it. You don't have to share it with anybody, but really, you'll see how much fear blocks you and keeps you from living in your dreams. Just write it. I promise it won't magically combust on the spot. I promise that you're not going to fade away, but you'll always have a choice to follow, take the high road,
yeah,
or the material world. You'll always have that. So know that that's practicing that expression. The teachers, is the teacher position,
yeah,
is there something to do with seventh grade around there?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Seventh grade. Is there something to
grade.
Do about seventh grade? I'm hearing seventh grade.
There might have been a time where I was wanting, maybe at the height where I could express myself, or maybe a trauma that happened to me that held me back from evolving. I'm not sure.
I'm picking that up when on the spirit side, Brian, when they give me a time frame like that,
yes,
my experience has been it is for my clients to really look at that time in their life.
I do remember I broke up with a girlfriend, or she broke up with me, and that was kind of very dramatic for me at that time. Very dramatic.
What I would encourage you to do is just write that experience down, see see what tools you developed as a person emotionally that brought you, that you felt like you needed to protect yourself from life, and really look at that,
yeah,
and be willing to let go of that and say, this isn't serving me anymore. You know,
right,
now it's time to let that go. What else serves me? And the good thing is that, you know, if you try something that doesn't work, guess what? Get rid of that too. Find something different.
Exactly. It comes down to choice.
Yes, I'm very proud of you. It's really good. There is a book by Sanaya Roman, I believe her name is. It's called Connecting with Your Guide,
yes,
Learning to Channel. And if you go to my website, if you can't find it, just send me an email. She talks about connecting with your guides and helps you learn how to do that. I've done that myself. It's been very helpful. Lots of stars for you. Are you a star watcher?
Oh, yes, and I've been wanting to connect with I'm bringing in the what you call the energies from different star systems, Sirians,
yeah,
Pleiadians, Andromedans.
Just confirmation, Brian. Keep doing that. It's really,
yes,
good for you. It's important that it's funny that I'm getting this information. You need to make sure that you're eating green products, and I don't know why I'm getting that. I'm just being told that.
Thank you. I know I need to change my health a little bit, my way,
yeah,
I eat a little bit, yes.
Well, if you're looking at some green products, I can tell you that we have just started a product called Green Harmony, and it's fabulous.
Good.
That'll get you started, and it's kind of painless.
One last thing to really clear out the energy for you is I'm getting that you need to take care of the fine details. And this is about cleaning up your life and your mind, but also I got it through the picture of making your bed. Is your mother on this side or the other?
Okay.
Is your mother on this side or the other?
Yes, she's on this side.
She's on this side. It's funny, I feel as if I have a female energy presence talking to me about making your bed. Make your bed.
Yes, my mother's kind of, it's breaking free her, how do you say, her kind of always listening to my mother and trying to,
yeah,
move on beyond that and be my own self and not have
okay,
the
good.
Fear of the mother behind me.
Yeah, you know what? You don't have to have anybody's permission to live your life.
I know
and
that.
Dr. Pat was asking me about that before you called in. And
yeah,
really the big change in my spiritual development was I said, who am I looking for permission for? I don't need anybody's permission to live my life. I'm in my own skin. And when I really looked,
yeah,
at that and started living in that belief,
yeah,
that's when my whole world opened up for me.
Yes. But I'm learning now to start to take charge, you know, just to say I am who I am. And that's, you know.
That's correct.
That's the way it is.
Enjoy it, because you're a magical being. A lot of good things for you. Good job on the work, too. You're doing well at work, correct?
Yes.
I'm getting a good confirmation that you've got good, steady, fulfilling work. Continue to do that, all right?
Excellent.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Dr. Bat.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for listening. Blessings to you.
Blessings to all of you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, Jennifer, I've told you before that we have some of the best listeners anywhere. They are absolutely incredible. I love the courage of people that call up and are willing to explore what the world is about for themselves. And before we took that call, you were certainly talking about your journey, your story. And some of what you just said and you just shared is about stepping up and claiming our rightful birthright.
That is correct.
It is. Now, I know we've got another caller. Who do we have?
Hi, it's Rose from Omaha, Nebraska.
Rose, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Let me introduce you to Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Rose. How are you tonight?
Very good, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, and I really appreciate you calling in and supporting the show. Tell me what's on your mind today. Who would you like to connect with?
Well, I don't know really, but I had a question about my son.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's an appropriate question or not, but he lost his iPod and he can't find it. And I was wondering if you could give me any insights as to where he could find it, or if he lost it for good, or.
That's an interesting question. That's a psychic question. as a medium, I love to work with the other side. I can tell you I'm picking something up about the laundry basket, and I'll just share that with you.
Laundry
I get something
basket.
About the laundry basket.
Because I know he wants to buy another one right away, and I said, you need to look really good before you do that, you know, and I don't want him to do that.
Yeah, I'm sensing that he's got it around the house somewhere. And
okay.
I feel something about the laundry. That's a great question, though. I have a 14-year-old, and it's he consciously, have you seen this? Have you seen this? No, I haven't seen that. Sorry.
Do you see him getting married soon?
I'm sorry?
Do you see him getting married soon? I'd like him to get married.
I have to ask, I'm picking up the number 17. Is he 17 or?
No, he's 27.
Is his birthday around the 17th?
The 24th of April.
No, that's not. And is your grandmother on your mother's side, on this side or the other?
The other.
And because I feel as if I have her with me.
Oh, my mother's mother?
Yes.
Oh, does she have a message?
She's the one that's talking to me about 17. Did she cross when you were 17?
No.
Would you know what she meant by that? Would she have crossed on the 17th or her birthday on the 17th?
No, she didn't. She crossed over. She was in her 80s when she crossed over.
No, I was just curious about the date.
Oh, the date. I don't recall. It's been a while.
All right, so let me can I bring her in for you for just a moment?
Yeah.
And your name is Rose, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were you named after her?
You know, I never met her. I never met her. So
Okay. All right, so this is what I'm going to share, because typically when I bring people through, Rose, it's really important for me to get evidence before they come through. I just feel a strong sense of your mother and your mother's mother here.
Okay.
And it's as if she just wants to acknowledge you and let you know that she sees you and that she wants you to know that she knows you. That makes sense, then, if it's obvious that you guys didn't know each other?
Yeah, because, see, she left my mother when my mother was like 2 or 3 years old, so my mother wasn't even raised with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got to meet her.
Hmm. She's just acknowledging you, and she wants you to know that she's there and here. Give me a moment, because she's just kind of showing me something here, and I'm not understanding the picture coming in. almost like wedding bells on a cake is what she's showing me. You know, with the icing and the big wedding bells, but the big bow on the cake. And I'm just going to share that with you. I don't understand quite what she's given that message for, unless she's asking, you know, she's confirming about the marriage. I, you know, can't really talk about your son because that would be really reading him.
Oh,
but
okay.
I can tell you, you know, for you, what I'm hearing and what I'm feeling about this, give me just a moment, is
okay.
You've planted a lot of good seeds with him.
Have
Does
I planted?
No, no, you have, Rose. You have planted a lot of good seeds in him. Is this correct?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm getting confirmation of what a good parent you were, planting good seeds in his life, positive reinforcement. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And that will go further than you possibly can imagine. That's what I'm being told. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And that you've done a good job, and that's what I'm hearing from the spirit side.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they are acknowledging you, one, but two, also giving you some accolades for your parenting skills in planting seeds. Did you also grow up where you would plant seeds as a part of your life, or is that a part of your culture where you're at?
You mean growing like vegetables or flowers or gardening, you mean?
I got planting seeds, and I felt like it was as well as literal as also metaphorically for you and the son, because they've combined both. I was just curious, do you plant a lot?
No.
Okay. It must be then about the son and planting good seeds of ethics with him. That's something you spend a lot of time on, correct?
Yes.
And they're just saying that you've done a good job. You can let him have his experience because he's gonna come out on the other side.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, Rose.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. All right, have a good day. Well, you know, Jennifer, it's hard to know who's stepping up to the gate to chat when you do the work you do. I mean, you never really know, do you?
You know, I did a circle last night in my home, which I do in my community. And we were talking about that. I've had some very interesting questions. I'll tell you, I get all kinds of fun questions from, do you know Steve Irwin? Can you talk to Marilyn Monroe? Can you help me come to grips with my life? So.
Well, there are things that are so powerfully on people's minds right now. And so the range of questions that we get on the air have just been blowing me away.
Yeah, true.
Just blowing me away. All right, we have another caller. Who do we have?
Hello.
Hi, who's joining us on the air?
This is Carolyn.
Carolyn, hi. How are you?
Great.
Well, let me connect you with Jennifer.
Thank you.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for calling. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
You are? Well, I'm so glad that you're calling. Who would you like to connect with today? Or what's on your mind?
My father and my maternal grandmother.
Okay. And you know who, I'll tell you who came through first, because I'm just going to share this with you. Is your mother on this side or the other side?
This side.
Because I feel like that there's a lot of love for her right now, and that she needs that right now. Is that correct?
Yes, that's very true.
And that I feel, and as I start to work with, give me just a moment. I'd like to try to pull your father in first, if that's okay.
Yes.
And give me just one moment, please. He's given me the number, and as far as evidence goes, would the number 1967, would that be very significant for you in that relationship?
It could well have been. I'd have to go back, but I think yes.
And he was a tall man, correct? Above 6 foot?
Yes.
And he was a well-mannered man, correct?
Oh, very much so.
Because I feel as if I need to, I feel as if he's calling me by all the ma'ams and the thank yous, and I'm so glad you're here. Did he pass with some sort of lung cancer, lung thing going on?
No, but he did I mean, stop breathing, yes. I mean, that was the initial last thing, yeah.
Yeah, because he's showing me his lungs.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to show you that as evidence. He's actually just pointing his lungs. And you know what I like about him, Carolyn? He's not pushy. He's just really, take a look here, little lady, and see what I got here for you. And
he
had blue eyes, correct?
Yes.
Because he's talking to me about, he just looks at you with gentle eyes.
Yes, very
and
true.
It's as if his message is, have you looked at you with gentle eyes? Because I feel as if he wants me to help you learn and help you look softer upon yourself. Does that make sense to you?
It makes total sense, yes.
Because he's talking to me about all that grumbling won't get you anywhere.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right, yes.
and he's very interesting, and he's talking about groceries. Did he have anything to do with groceries, putting your groceries away?
When he was older, he loved to go to the grocery store.
Yes, and he's just saying thank you for the groceries. And he's just making me, he's giving me evidence for him. Did you just, this is interesting, did you just purchase a red dress or something red to wear?
Not red.
Do you have red hair?
No.
He's talking to me about red, and I feel like he's talking about, oh, I understand. Putting your dancing shoes on. I'm just working with him a little bit more. Sometimes, Carolyn, just be patient with me. Sometimes I get little pieces and I got to put them together. Did he enjoy dancing or you?
He did.
Yeah, because I feel like he's talking about putting his dancing shoes on. And they came through with red dancing shoes, you know, and for women that's about going out and having fun.
Okay, yeah,
I understand that. And have you done it lately?
No, not really. I understand that. Yes, that makes total sense.
Yeah, if you could get those. So those three things, one is to confirm he's with you gently, looking at yourself gently.
Okay.
And the grumbling's not going to benefit you. It's just going to bring you down.
Yes.
And he's talking about keeping your shoulders up and not slumping. Was that something that was important to him?
Yes, hold your head high. Yes, yes.
Yes,
that was true.
Yeah, he's talking to me about holding your shoulders up and about looking on the brighter side of life because there's more to life than meets the eye and having some fun. And that this is something that he really wants to make it clear for you. And I love the way he talks to me. He's very gentle. He's very easy to understand. And he also is a great listener. So you
yes,
can
that was very
correct.
True. Yes,
yeah.
He's a great listener and very polite, very mild-mannered.
Yes. I love him. So your grandmother, and Dr. Pat, can we pull one more through?
Yes, let's go ahead.
All right. And, Carolyn, your paternal grandmother, is this right?
Maternal.
Maternal. Now, did you know her personally? If I were to get evidence, would you be able to confirm it for me?
I don't know. No, I did not know her personally, but I was... But I would like to see if she's aware of me or has anything to say.
Do you have a picture of her in your home?
Yes.
She's talking to me, and she's in the picture by herself. Is that correct?
In one of them, yes.
Because she's talking to me about that one, and I feel like she's talking. And do you have a formal living room? Because I feel like that's where it's at. It's real formal, and she was real formal.
Okay, yes, yes.
I know if that makes sense about the picture, that's just confirming that she's there. And
okay.
I understand that she was, what she's telling me is that she was very ill a lot in her life. Would that make sense, or do you know that?
Yes, it does make sense, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she may have had polio at some point in her life.
I don't think so. So, no, I'm not aware of that.
Could have been around that time, but she says polio or poly. And what's her name?
Her name is Ruth.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to share that with you. There's something about polio that's around her, and I don't
okay.
really I don't understand. If you can't confirm it, that's okay. One, I can tell you that she's very aware of you.
Good.
And it's funny, she tips her hat to you, like as in a beautiful hat. Does she have a beautiful hat in that picture?
Not in the picture, but she wore her hat at the time she lived, yes.
Yeah, she's talking to me about the hat, and that's confirmation that she's connected with you. You have a sister, correct?
No.
You don't. She's talking to me about sister.
Hmm.
This is her sister. Give me just a moment.
Hmm.
We can talk about this later if you'd like, just because I'm not, I can't quite place the sister yet. She's talking about sister, though. And this could have something to do further on down the bloodline that what I can bring through on the call today. I would love to talk more about it with you if it's
okay.
important to
you. She did have a sister. She had a sister. So that
she
could
did
be.
Have a sister.
Yes, she did have a sister, yes.
Okay, so she's confirming that for me. She's just giving me evidence, and it's real important. I always ask him, please give me evidence before I give a message. And you have an old son, and you have a son, correct?
I do not, no.
Older son. She says older son, which would have been your uncle.
My older brother, or her brother, yeah. She had a brother, too.
Yeah, and did you know him personally?
I did. He died before I was born.
She's just talking about him being there with her as well.
Okay, I know who that is, yeah.
All right. And thank you so much for calling today. I really appreciate it. One, I can acknowledge that she's here and that she is somebody that you can talk to and she hears you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right.
Really appreciate it.
She gives you evidence. Right. If you talk to her, you'll feel her energy coming in. And if you need help with that, just call me at another time, and I'll be glad to work with you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jennifer, what would really be great is let's give out some of your information before the phones keep ringing here. Oh, what a wonderful time. Thank you so much for joining the show. I'm with Jennifer Farmer here today, and you'll be able to find out much more about her on her website, butterflyspiritconnections.com. But if for folks that want to just give you a call and check out what you do, do you have a phone number you could give out to folks tonight?
I do. Does everybody have their pens ready? I'm going to let them rustle up some pen and paper. Let me
I've
see.
Got it ready. Yeah, there we go.
It's 817-690-4208.
Okay, let's do it one more time.
All right, 817-690-4208.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining the show tonight. We've got another caller. Probably it's going to be our last caller, but we might be able to get another. I'm not sure. Let's go right to the phones. What do you think?
Okay, let's go.
All right, who do we have joining us right now?
This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi. Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate your support.
Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed the show. This is the first time that I've done anything like this, but I've been dreaming of my sister for the last week, and I think maybe it's a sign that she has something to tell me.
This is your older sister?
Yes.
And she passed 2 years ago. She's given me the number 2. Would that make sense to you?
No, it's been about 12 years.
Would her birthday have been, would she have passed in February?
No, September.
Okay, so I'm not sure what. So were there 2 girls? Let me ask you that.
That can go in any direction. No,
I don't want you to have to work for it. Okay, so let me just bring her in. It's been 12 years. Is that correct?
Yes, I think so. Let me see, 95.
Yes, and would she have had anything to do with cotton fields or around cotton?
I don't think so.
Would she have been from the south, around cotton
yes.
fields?
Yes. Yes.
No. Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. She's talking to me about the purple flowers. And did you just recently purchase or plant purple flowers and think of her?
Actually, yes, I did. I planted wisteria. It was last year that I now live in, on her property, so.
She's talking about that. She says, thank you very much. And what I can, what I, would it make sense that if I'm working with her energy, may I have her first name, please?
Bertha.
I understand that there were times that you two didn't get along. Is that correct?
For a period.
Yeah, because she's talking to me about that, and she says it's water under the bridge.
Okay.
And do not, I mean, it's really about water under the bridge.
Okay.
Do you, on her property, is there also a bridge with water?
There's a pool.
There is? Okay. She's just confirming that for you. Is your mother on this side, please?
No, she's not.
She's on the other side?
I'm sorry. She's alive.
She is alive, correct?
Yes.
Because she's just acknowledging your mother as well, that your mother is, she's just sending a lot of love and healing support around your mother right now. She must be walking through some physical conditions. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And she's just talking to me about, is she having problems with her belly?
Yes, some she is.
Yeah, because she's just sending that lot of love that way, a lot of healing energy that way. And she says, you're right, sister. I've always loved you, and I always will.
Okay.
Would that make sense to you?
I'm sorry?
Would that make sense to you that she would say that?
Yes, it does. We were in an accident, a car accident, and I lived and she didn't. And it took me a long time to, you know, get over it. That it wasn't my fault. I had a near-death experience, and I've been on my spiritual path ever since. And I've been having a lot of dreams about her, and it's like the dreams that I'm having, it's almost like I'm experiencing past lives or something. And so I just thought maybe she had a message for me that I'm not picking up in these dreams.
Yeah, she's talking to me about the reason the past lives are being shown to you so you know how much strength that you have to walk this one. Does that make sense to you?
Did I have to walk this one?
She says what she's talking to me about is that you're being shown that past life information to remind you how much strength you have in this life. Like what you've walked through before is... been enough, and you have enough strength to walk through this life too. And I will share with you, Carolyn. It's Carolyn, correct?
Janice.
She did confirm the car wreck for me as we first got on, so thank you for letting me know that.
Okay. There is one question that I would like to see if there's an answer to. When we were in the near-death experience, am I breaking up?
I'm having a hard time, so let's just keep trying.
Okay. We met together, and we were in a mist, and I can't remember anything after that until we parted, and my fingers slipped from her hands, and I knew that I left her there, but is there something in there that I'm missing that I need to remember?
Yes.
She's just talking about the white light that you saw and experienced beneath you, below you, and around you, that was a gift for you. Does that make sense, the white light?
No, I don't remember the white light. Sometimes I almost get a glimpse of it, but I just remember walking in the mist and hearing other people around us. We communicated through our thoughts, and that's all that I remember. There's a lot. I had a really bad concussion, and I just feel like that's something that I should have remembered that I don't remember.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that it's important for you to practice light work. And if you want to email me and just give me your email address, I can make some recommendations for you. Because you're talking about the white light, and I've had some experience working with people on near-death experiences,
Right.
And it is all very familiar to me as you are talking to me. And I feel as if it's called Working in the Light, Radiating Light. And there's a couple of books, and Dr. Pat made one as well, but it's about learning how to carry that light because that's where your power is.
Okay.
And that's what, if you can walk through, that will become, you're either going to get more information as you practice radiating light as a human being.
Okay.
Or if you go in meditation and go back to the mist and think about the white light that surrounded you.
Okay.
That's what she shares with me, the white light.
Okay. Okay.
She's fine. She had no pain.
Okay. I think I knew that one. So one more thing. Is it time for me to move on? And I think that she would just say yes or no, and that would be what I need to know.
She says she's talking to me about it's been way over time.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. And I know that she's what I'm talking about. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank
All right.
You.
Well, how powerful is that? You know, Jennifer, part of the story about the mist is, and, you know, some of the folks I've talked with and my own experience with being in the mist is that when you're in the mist, things are not very clear. And so it's interesting that what you saw was the light, because if you the images that came through for me were images that reminded me of one of these old movies taking place perhaps in London,
mm-hmm.
and how the mist sort of overtakes everything. You know, it has that feeling sometimes, certainly you cannot see, but it has that feeling sometimes of almost suffocating feeling, because it is that place where you can't see ahead of you, but you must see.
And I agree. It reminds me of like the antidote is clarity. That's the time when I really say, all right, Spirit, I need clarity. I can't see above me, beyond me, or before me, but she's right, and I hope that she'll contact me. I can give her some books that have been helpful on how to practice radiating the light.
Well, when you were talking with her about radiating the light, the thing that came to me immediately is seeing the image of her walking in the mist and that she is the light. You see, it didn't hit me like finding the light, but what I saw was she is the light. It's almost like you imagine a lighthouse on a very misty, foggy day, and the power of that lighthouse.
Yes, that is so good. I got the complete picture of the white light. It just overtook me, and I went, okay, here we go. We're going to go with white light, and that's really what I have to trust. So thank you for that feedback. That's very good.
Yeah, and that's the sense I got, is she is the white light, and at some level she has to own that she is truly the light.
Yeah.
That she has that power. Yeah. Well, Jennifer, thank you. The hour has just flown by. I want to make sure folks get your website, get your phone number, email address, whatever you'd like to give out here. And thank you so much for joining the show today. I have just loved sitting back and just watching you, listening to you work. You truly have a gift, and I know that the folks that called in, our listeners, so appreciated it. So let's give out your information again.
All right, so my web address is www.butterflyspiritconnections.com, and there's a link on my website, or there's a link on Dr. Pat's website that has my information on it, and my phone number is 817-690-4208. And for those of you that are in California, I will be in Santa Monica at the Body, Mind, Spirit Fair, June 29th and the 1st.
Yep, you're there. You're going to be there the 29th through July 1st.
That's correct. So I'll be visiting, and there if you would like to come and visit with me in person, I would love to see you and enjoy talking with everyone that comes into my booth.
Exactly. That's Body, Mind, Spirit. That's in Santa Monica, California. Check it out. And, again, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining the show today and doing all that you do. It's been such an honor to get to meet you in person and to see how you are absolutely blossoming.
Thank you so much. And if I was just going to just make a recommendation for your callers about the path that you and I have been talking about, Street Smarts for Spirituality, courage is really what we all need to cultivate because we live in a society where it's dominated by fear. So courage, that if we can cultivate that from our very soul and our every thought, then we can conquer the world.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for that personal message, and many blessings to you as well. I want to thank all of the listeners for joining in, tuning in, and turning us on tonight. I want to thank you so much for supporting the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and BBS for hosting the Street Smart Spirituality Hour every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. So I want to thank everyone at BBS for pushing all the right buttons, my special guest today, Jennifer Farmer, and all of you, every single one of you that knows that you can live the life that you want. And some days when you don't know it, I'll know it for you. Until next week, make yourselves a fabulous week. We'll see you right back here on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.